Running machlekes, Rabbi Yisai, throughout the Gemara until Daf Gimel Min Aleph, what did the Gemara Mishnah mean when it started off the Masechta Orla Arbosar? When are you supposed to do Bedikas Chametz? Are you supposed to do Bedikas Chametz in the daytime? Or are you supposed to do Bedikas Chametz in the nighttime? So we're familiar. We know that the mitzvah is at nighttime, but we are post the Gemara. We already know the halacha. But we need to understand where the Gemara got it from. The Gemara wasn't convinced, and it used a very peculiar language in order to introduce the mitzvah of Bedikas Chametz, and it could have very easily said Laila, and it chose not to. So why it chose Or is actually fascinating. A lot to discuss, but in the interim, we have to figure out what does Or even mean. So the Gemara says, Rav Huna had the opinion that it meant the daytime. Rav Yehuda Amar Leile, Kasalka Daitach, the Gemara says that when he said Nagi, he means Kashayara Shachar Shachar Slel Yadad. It meant really the daylight. Umanda Amar Leile Leile Mamish, and the other position was to the opposite extreme, that it really meant specifically nighttime itself. So the Gemara challenges. The Gemara now is going to throw out Makoros from all through Psukim throughout Tanakh, that Or seems to be mashma one or the other, either daytime or nighttime, which should be challenging the aforementioned opinions. Meis ve'aboker Or va'anoshim shochol. This is a pasuk in Bereishis. Aboker Or va'anoshim shochol hema v'chamoreim. Where was this, Rabbi Yisai? Who knows what parsha this is? What was the story that we were sending men? Perek Mem Dalid Pasuk Gimel. Who can help me out over here, Rabbi Yisai? Where are we? Are we what land are we? What?
Mitzrayim. We looked it up. Mitzrayim. Yosef.
You're supposed to look it up, so don't be bashful. No. So the right, Yosef sent his brothers, right? And it says what Aboiker Or. Chevra, you should keep in mind, Rabbi Yisai, and I'm nichshol in this also. I have to be mechazik in it also. But part of the reason we learned Talmud Bavli, the Rabbeinu Tam writes in Kiddushin, I believe it's on Daf Lamed Beis, Talmud Bavli comes from the language of Talmud HaMevulbol HaKol, which means that what? That we have Tanakh and we have all these other limudim that are mixed together in a bila, in a bilbul into our limud. Which means, Rabbi Yisai, you guys don't know Tanakh. I don't know Tanakh either. We have to improve that. We have to fix that up. We have to at least start doing Shnai Mikra, which is a chiv in Shulchan Aruch, just like it's a chiv to daven, it's a chiv to do Shnai Mikra v'achatargum. It's not optional. We also have a chiv to make sure that we're actually learning these psukim properly. So when we're going to be mekayim there binatam, it's machlegs rishayim. Rambam thinks that you're actually supposed to be mekayim shlish b'mikra, shlish b'mishnah, shlish b'talmud. He really split it up over your life. But Rabbeinu Tam says you can be mekayim that with Talmud Bavli. But you have to actually look up the psukim and understand the context. And that will actually give you a deeper understanding of all of these concepts. Aboiker Or va'anashim sholcho. Alma Or yamamu. Why? What's the raya that Or is yamamu? What's the Gemara's kasha coming from? Because what, Rabbi Yisai?
Aboiker.
The pasuk.
It says aboiker. Excellent. Miksiv ha'or boiker. Ha'boiker or ksiv. Kemanda afra. Kemanda omer tzafra nahar. It didn't say what? It didn't say what? Ha'or boiker. It said ha'boiker or. So it means to say that what? That the morning is brightening. Ha'boiker or, right? So therefore, it's not a raya, right? It's not qualifying or. Good? Everyone with me? Yeah, we're good so far, Rabbi Yisai? Vayter. Uktar v'yudam rab, damar v'yudam rab, lo'ilam yichonis adam b'kitov. And like the Rav Yudah Merav tells us, that what? Rashi says, Ayoitza l'derach yikonis arvis l'beis malon, bo'od achamaz arachas. Person who goes on a trip, he should make sure that by the end of the trip, he's still the daytime, so he's only traveling when the sun is shining. And when you go out on the trip, the next day, it should make sure that the sun has risen. The oz tov lo or tov lo shenemer bo'or kitov. U'ma'i tov osvim de'sha'achayos m'nei listim. When you're going to be in the daylight, Rabbi Yisai, you know that the bandits, the gangs, are not going to come and attack you. So that's what he was talking about, a person that should go when there's light outside. But it wasn't defining what or was. Good? Meisve. Uka'or boker yizrach shemesh. Uka'or boker yizrach shemesh. Where is this pasuk? This is a pasuk in Shmuel, right? So the pasuk says, "Ukor boker yizrach shemesh alma or yamamu." So once again, you see that the idea of or means yamama because it said boker. So the Gemara says, "Miksiv or boker ukor boker ksiv." Right? It doesn't say miksiv or boker ukor boker ksiv. It didn't say or boker. It said uke or boker. That it was just telling us that the boker of this world, the light of the world of the boker of this world, is kein is like going to be the sunlight of the tzaddikim in olam haba. Rashi says uke or boker. Hash the mashmal on the shame dover. Sounds like it's defining what or is. Sorry, this is the answer. Ukaor boker hashtamashul on the shame doverhu. David. This is what David Amel says. Ukaor zedainu boker. And this light, which is the morning, kain yizrach shemesh letzadikim shiyetsu melafilin loyalamaba. So too, the sun will rise. For the tzaddikim la'olam haba. This just reminds you, Rabbi Yisai, just when we're on the topic, I just did with my chabura a gemara in Adarim that quotes the same idea that the olam la'asil lavo. The gemara in Adarim tells us
what does it mean exactly. Gemara
quotes from Reish Lakish. There is no Gehenim in Olam Haba. Ela Kodesh Baruch Hu Motzi Chamim Min Artika, Tzadikim Misrapin Ba, Rishon Nidoinim Ba, Shnemar Vizarcha Lachem Yirei Shemesh. Whatever Reish Lakish is speaking about, he's talking about a time that will be in the future, Abosai, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take out the sun. Kodesh Baruch Hu will take out the sun. Certain people will respond to the sun with suffering. And certain people will respond to the sun that it will be enlightening to them. It will brighten up their lives. It's a fascinating idea that comes out of this Gemara, Rabbi Yisai. You see, Kodesh Baruch Hu, in this world, allows us to be nene from the next world. And I once heard a mashal. Gehenim and Gan Eden is all going to be the same thing. It's going to be like a base medrash. For some of us, it's going to be Gan Eden. For others of us, it's going to be torturous. It's based on how we deal with this world and what we attach ourselves to this world will be the way we're going to enjoy the next world. If you have no appreciation for Ruchnis, if you have no connection to Dveikus Vashem, to the ultimate light, Rabbi Yisai, so it's not that we always think that you're going to burn. It's going to be torturous because life is just going to be empty. Life is going to, the whole nature of the world is going to be something that we can't relate to, that we can't connect to. So you're going to have the same sun, says Reish Lakish. That's going to be heat and torture and difficult for people that don't know how to appreciate. People don't know what value there is in it. And for the tzaddikim, it's going to be meir lehem, and it's going to be totally enlightening. And that's what David HaMelech is coming to tell us in this Gemara also. It's two sides of the same coin, Rabbi Yisai. This is a hallway. This is a pathway to enjoy the next world, everybody said. These are real concepts. This is not just like a saying and people like can just quote it and throw it around. You are the bailin on whether or not you're going to be a ben olam haba. You know, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, you have a din on your olam haba right now. Taisa says in Rosh Hashanah. You have a din on your olam haba. Are you an olam haba dikayit? Are you a person that has a shaykhist olam haba in olam hazeh? That's the way when we decide to grow in Ruchnius, to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, these are the decisions we're making if we have a shaychus to that light, to that or that the Gemara is referring to. Meisve. Vayikra Elohim la'or yom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. I'm sure everyone knows where this pasuk is from. Bereishis. And he called the or day. Alma yimamahu. So you see that or is day. So it's a kasha on the Gemara on the day that it says Laila. Who was that? That was what? Rabbi Yehuda. So Zok the Gemara. No, Hachkamer. Lemeir uba to that which enlightens and lightens up the world. Karayoyim. Not or. Lemeir uba was referring to. So that's the end of the Gemara. So there's no raya. He never called or yom. He called that which is going to get brighter yom. So therefore, it's not a raya. It's not a kasha on our Gemara. Everyone with me so far, Rabbi Isai? We're good? Crack the Gemara kasha, and this is where we're going to stop. El miyatu l'choshech karalayla l'machshechuba. If you're saying when he called or yom, that's referring to that which got brighter, that which got lighter. So then the same is true on the opposite angle. L'machshechuba. Choshech was not actually choshech, but rather it's l'machshechuba karalayla. Is that accurate? Crack the Gemara kasha. It's not true. It's not true. Because until nighttime, even though it's getting dark, that is still considered yoim. And according to the way we're reading this pasuk, it should come out that it's not speaking to the concept of choshech, because it wasn't speaking to the concept of or. It's speaking lemeiruba, to the one that gets brighter, karayoim. So then the opposite is true also on the end of the day. So then when it starts to get darker, what's the din? That's called what? Already called Lila. But halachically, that's not true. Because until Tzaisa Kochavim, what? We consider that what? Yoim. Even though it begins to get darker already earlier than Tzaisa Kochavim. Everyone understood the Gemara? Everyone chapped what I just read? Good. Now let's find out whether that's really true. Now let's challenge the Gemara. Okay? When is Tzaisa Kochavim?
8 or 2 p.m.
Give or
take. 8 or 2 p.m. give or take at the moment.
Okay. That's I'd like to understand Moshe's statement. Moshe just said a statement, Rabbi Isai. But who wants to disagree with Moshe? Who wants to throw some challenges at Moshe?
It's different in Chicago.
What? Okay. That's not exactly what I was looking for. Rabbi Isai, come on, throw out some shittas. Throw out some information. I'm sure you've all heard this jargon. Come on. Rabbeinu Tam, the Gra, Goinim. What do all these terms mean? What's going on over here? Why is our day so complex? What it's about Rabbi Isai Higiyah's man, no pun intended. It's time to learn about our day. It's time to learn about when the day ends and what are the criteria of being part of the day. Good? Rabbi Isai, yeah, you're masking? Does this affect halacha? You betcha it affects halacha. It affects every halacha that you're involved with. Because by definition, halacha is required to be done at a certain time, on certain days. What starts the day? How do we follow the day, Rabbi Isai? How does the calendaric day work according to Yiddishkeit? Starts at night, and it continues throughout the next day. Hayoyim ho'ilach achar alayla. So I want to know how to define a halachic day, which is going to be very relevant for many different areas. So that's what we're about to do in Mirtz Hashem tomorrow and today, Rabbi Isai. So we're going to analyze the Makairis. We're going to look at the Gemaras. We're going to try to collect some of the facts, and we're going to get back to certain conclusions. We're going to see some Mishnah Berurahs that are very, very important in terms of how we keep Shabbos, when we end Shabbos, what's going on with our Zmanim of Shabbos, why is it that this shul keeps differently than that shul, what's going on with all these halachos. And in Mirtz Hashem, Rabbi Isai, we have to come back to the Gemara and Psachim and really analyze for ourselves, is the statement that the Gemara said accurate? As the day gets darker, that's still considered daytime. Rabbi Isai, I want you to be mechaven to Rabbi Chanan Wasserman's kasha without even seeing a kovetz shiurim inside. I want to know what Rabbi Chanan was bothered by when he read this Gemara, Rabbi Isai, and it is a very, very important Gemara for the rest of your lives. All right?